This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Farmers around the country are on edge as the Trump administration's sudden spending freezes cast doubt on crucial cost-share payments they were promised. These funds secured through contracts are not just bureaucratic line items, but they're the backbone of farm operations, keeping essential conservation and infrastructure projects afloat. With livelihoods hanging in the balance, producers are left wondering whether their commitments will be honored or lost in the shuffle of political posturing. We'll talk with an Iowa farmer who shares these concerns next.
Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an Innovation to Profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for Innovation to Profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 and soybean farmers.
Pete Youngblood is a Dysart, Iowa farmer, and he says that some of the payments he counts on are in limbo right now, and he's worried about this year's already tight budget constraints. He says as a conservation farmer, those programs have helped his family's operation be able to afford the upgrades they've needed to adopt a more conservationally minded focus on their acres.
Yeah, so we're big advocates for conservation anyways on our farm. The opportunities have been there in the past for EQIP and CSP and being able to use those programs, which for us, it's been a huge benefit. It's helped us improve the way that we farm, able to do a better job. So what those programs are doing is they're giving us funding so that we're able to purchase the equipment needed and actually perform some of these conservation practices. When it comes down to the bottom line, whether we're making money or not making money, sometimes some of the practices you may have to cut if you can't make it work. And that's where some of that funding is going to come into play and helps us out a great deal.
Youngblood makes the case why these types of programs are necessary and why the administration needs to look at these programs closely as it goes through government expenditures. He talks about why these practices are so noticeable in different parts of the state.
The big things that are important with these programs is, for example, on our farm, we've implemented strip till, which what that means is rather than just broadcasting fertilizer over the whole field, you'll see the big floater trucks with great big tires. They go out there and they're covering the whole field and they're just flinging it out the back, right? So you've got broadcast spread over the whole field. And rather than taking that approach and then going out with a tillage tool and turning the field black, which when you do that, now you're going to have issues like erosion. You're going to have that soil washing down into the creeks and everything else. You'll see it going down the road. I think my dad has put it best. He goes, it just breaks my heart when you drive through Iowa in the winter and there's snow and you can see this black layer on top of the snow. He's like, that's just terrible to see because we're seeing all of that topsoil just blown away.
We've got more with Pete Youngblood, including our full conversation up under this story at iowaagnet.com. And just hours after Pete and I sat down and had this conversation, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins released a statement saying programs like EQIP and others are under review for payment. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.